on the ground two or three times, through an interception. And whatever Lathrop's doing, they're doing it right, because Lexington tipped a few balls that should have been batted balls, tipped it backwards right into the receiver's hands. They got a fumble recovery inside the 20. There were a lot of things that went wrong for Lexington that really went right. They swung so much momentum to the Lathrop side that they were down 28-0, and it was hard for them to battle back.
Coleman, as you look at this particular ballgame, Coach has said this off the air, how much he really wants to go into conference play. Not 1-1, 2-0.
Yep.
How much do you guys want that 2-0 record?
We all do, because, it gives us confidence getting into conference play, and then we going 2-0 in the conference, and then just keeping that going and trying to stay undefeated.
Tucker, I'm going to go back to something that Coach said about half an hour ago when we got this interview started. He said, we've had a good week of practice, and I got the sense from him that it was a better week of practice this week than last week. Do you have the same sense that you just got some really good work done the last 4 days?
Yeah, because you can, looking at Lathrop film, that was one of the first things we did as the week started. You look at Lathrop, and then you see the challenge that's ahead of you, and you can see that, they kind of whooped Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's just because first quarter was just a quagmire. They just went crazy on them. So you see the goal and what you need to achieve. So you got to turn it up.
So how nice is it? I was listening back, and this seems like it was 4 years ago, and it wasn't. At this time last year, you guys were still on a long losing streak. I was listening back to some of the broadcasts going, Trenton's trying to break a 12, 13 game, whatever the losing streak was. Now we're sitting here a year later, and we're talking about a 29-8 victory at Brookfield, where we're going, we played okay. We got a win. We didn't play our best. That's a pretty good spot to be in, isn't it?
It's a great spot to be in, to be honest. It's a comfortable spot right now. So.
Yeah. Is it still, it was a year ago, Coach, when the guys were still trying to learn how to win. Is it something that you as a coaching staff have to remind the guys of saying, we're happy with the win, but we're still striving for so much more?
It's not even, Tom, you're the only guy that brings up all that losing stuff. We forget that,
I just ran into it. It seems like such a long time ago.
We just, we tell them, and I don't think they've gotten satisfied. We won a few games last year, and it wasn't like they were satisfied with just winning a few games. They wanted to go, we didn't have to, there are some teams that you have to kind of pull through practice, and you're constantly making them believe. Our guys believe. Our guys understand. And I think it was because when they were sophomores, they dealt with a lot of adversity. And we learned, took our lumps, humbled ourselves, and went, hey, if we're going to change this thing, we got to work hard. I just told them that tonight after practice. They've put in the work, They've set the stage for the next three classes underneath them to work off this work ethic, to get after it like these guys do in practice, to not, not ever be satisfied until I hand you the ring.